This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now. Sandy.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. Shawnee, you've done such a great job the last few days. I've decided I was going to surprise you on this. I'm willing to take you out to any sit-down restaurant you want, no matter where it is. I don't care about the cost. Hang the cost. Any sit-down restaurant you want in the state of New York or Pennsylvania or somewhere else.
930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Actually, Connecticut and New Jersey. I've whittled it down to that. I used to work, I never worked in New Jersey, but I used to work at WDRC in Hartford. So I would know where the good restaurants are. So it is the second day after we found out that the bars and the movie theaters and the restaurants and the gyms are all closed except for takeout. So that's the only way you can do that. Yesterday, as soon as I got off the air, I eat out about three times a week. Bernie's a really good cook, but I like to get her out of the kitchen occasionally. And so we eat out at least three times a week. So I decided to do my part to help the restaurants. I'm going to eat out one last time before they close. So I want you to guess, Tony, where I went first yesterday. It's in Niagara Falls.
Would it be Italian?
You're right. It is Italian. You're narrowing it down.
Would I be able to get the tour of Italy there?
You can do that, and it would be the Cuomo restaurant.
Actually, the Cuomo Deli you went to.
Yeah, that's the one I go to. I go to the one. There's one downtown on Main Street. That's probably the one most people know. But I go to the one right across from the airport in Niagara Falls and went there, and no luck. I got there at like 1:30. And they had already closed down the restaurant part. It was available for takeout, but I really felt like a sit-down. So that was it. So we won't see them again until the thing is lifted. Then went up to Newfane and went to eat there. This restaurant usually has a lot of homemade breads and things.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Whoa.
Zero. There was nothing on the wall. And they have great cinnamon rolls. No, there's none there. But I ate there. And they were going to close at 7, even though they must have, these restaurants must have been given a hint, maybe by their association or something like that, that was coming. So look out for it. Because they didn't seem surprised by it.
Well, you're probably right. They probably were given a heads up. By the way, a friend of ours' birthday today, and we need to say happy birthday to Mr. Don Postles.
Don Postles, the Orange Man. I guess he's a big fan of Syracuse because he is known as the Orange Man.
Along with the president,
happy birthday to you, Don Postles. He's a great guy. Very, very nice guy. Always enjoyed being in his presence. So happy, happy, happy birthday.
And I'll never forget him for beating me in the meatball eating contest.
Don Postles, a glamorous anchor man, beats a rough and ready show producer who's Italian. I can't get over that.
Yeah, I did not do well.
No, you didn't.
I was so disappointed.
You disgraced the show.
I know.
But that's all right.
It is.
I do it every day. So what the hell? All right, here's what I'd like. Seeing that takeout is the only food available from restaurants, and a lot of people use it, there might be some restaurants that you're not sure and probably not sure if they would do takeout because it's not the kind of image that you would have for a quick takeout meal, something like Russell's or, you know, something, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to Russell's for a quick takeout.
But here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to do my part of public service here is if indeed you have good takeout, say you own a restaurant that has takeout and you want to promote that. Yes, we have takeout. Here's the menu item we're most proud of. I'd like to know that. But especially when are you open? What do you have? Because it's new to everybody. As I said, there are some that you would expect would have good takeout, pizzerias, things like that. I got a couple in mind. So I'd like to open the lines for you, free advertising. Believe me, if you were paying for it, it costs a lot more than free.
But I could fill up all 3 hours with suggestions.
But it's one of the things is I have a suggestion, knowing this business, that we are red meat now for our listeners because we have all the information you need. You don't have to go anywhere else. All the press conferences are here. The guests are here, and we're here.
Do we know if there's going to be any today? Have we heard any talk of press conferences?
I have not heard of any, but they pop up suddenly.
Sure.
And they all show up with the prime speaker and then 18 people standing behind them, nodding yes, like this, yes, yes.
We should do one here. You get you a podium.
Yeah, and you guys can stand behind me.
Yeah, we'll stand behind you
and
just nod.
I'll do the yes.
Yeah.
We'll be back after this. It is Beach & Company. Here's what we're doing today, saying that the only food you're going to get from a restaurant is takeout. I want to know which restaurants, pizzerias, whatever, have takeout. And it's free. You're not going to be charged. This is a free commercial courtesy of WBEN. Just let us know. Tell us what kind of food you have, where you're located. If you have a signature dish, tell us about that. It's a chance to kind of reach out to people who may not have tried your restaurant, or maybe they're loyal customers, and you want to make sure they know when you're open and what you have to serve. As I said yesterday, I got a text already. So you went to Gordy's, best food. We keep our horses around 2 miles from here. Take good care, and congratulations. Very nice. Yeah, that's where we went and finally found a restaurant that we could still eat at before they closed. And they have very good food, but they usually have a lot of breads. And I'm a sucker for breads. They have cheese breads and raisin breads and the kind of breads that drive me nuts. They usually have a wall of them. They had none. Zero. The wall was there, but the bread wasn't. The bread has left the building. We had a nice dinner there. And a suggestion for Gordy's up in Newfane is if you're there on a Monday and the restaurant's open, I assume they would put this in takeout. Their special is meatloaf. This meatloaf will melt in your mouth. It's almost like candy. It's that good. It's excellent. Just a great dinner. And after we accidentally bumped into it one time, we've been there 5-6 times already because the food is so good. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We'd like to hear from you. If you own any place that has takeout, we'd like to know about it, and we'd like to share that audience. with our audience. Tony, are you familiar? Like, I know you go to Papa Leo's.
Yes, I love Papa Leo's.
Is that sit down and takeout?
It's mostly takeout. They do have two tables inside, but it's generally takeout.
Yeah, I go by, when I'm up there, I go by the one that's right near. Off of Niagara Falls Boulevard?
Yep, Niagara Falls Boulevard in Wheatfield, and then there's another location in Lockport. So they have a real good sweet sauce there.
Oh, I like a sweet sauce.
Yeah, so do I.
I hadn't heard about a sweet sauce until a few years ago, and now I'm hooked on it.
Same here.
Well, once you have it, it's hard to say.
Sweet sauce and char pepperoni, that's like the best
combo.
Ooh,
Mr. Italian guy.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Okay, you can also tell us which restaurants you'd love to have a takeout from. Because some of them are, you know, it's forbidden fruit. You know, you drive by them and you say, ooh, I should go in there. But for some reason, you don't. For some reason. Either you're late for an appointment or you got to get home or you just had food or whatever. But it's all about food today because that's the main thrust of the governor's speech. Was that indeed the restaurants would be closed but could do takeout, and that is the key. They closed the bars, the home the movie theaters, restaurants, and gyms. And that is for New York and Connecticut and New Jersey. So you have to know that's the way to go.
I have to throw out a suggestion here for you, Sandy.
Okay.
And it's mostly takeout. They do have one table, and it's a place that recently opened, started out as a couple of food trucks, and you have had it before, the Dirty Bird.
Oh, the Dirty Bird.
Buffalo Avenue and 60th. Oh, my God, it's so good.
They brought us chicken and waffles.
Yes.
The Dirty Bird. There was some occasion. I don't know what the occasion
was. It was a Taste of Buffalo preview.
Oh, okay. Well, they came in here with chicken and waffles. I had never had chicken and waffles. Wow. I had hair before I started eating it, and then I lost it all. It was so good. Chicken and waffles. That's the way to go with the Dirty Bird. This would be, you know, I'm thinking this would be an excellent time to own a food truck.
Absolutely.
You talk about in their genre, it's right there. The food truck would be a good way to go. Let's see what else is going on. Let's check in with Kirk first in Clarence. Kirk, you're on WBEN.
Morning.
Hello. Do you have something that you'd like to tell the audience about food and where they can get it and good takeout?
I work with McDuffie's Bakery. They have three different locations, also known as Mr. Pot Pies. 17 different frozen pot pies to take out. They have individual meals of lasagna, Scottish goulash, and pierogies.
Oh, wow. I'm thinking, you know, you started with pot pies. I'd assume they travel pretty well, pot pies.
Well, they're frozen, so you take them home.
Take them home and put them in the oven, and there you go.
And you mentioned that you love breads.
Yeah.
We have all kinds of breads because we are a bakery.
Oh, a bakery that has good takeout. Now, you have three locations. Would you care to give them to us?
East Aurora on Main Street. Hamburg on Buffalo Avenue, and Clarence, Main Street.
All right, and I assume you have normal hours for your takeout?
From 9 until 6.
All right, that sounds good. McDuffie's Bakery, open with all kinds of good takeout, open from 9 to 6. Good luck to you, McKirk. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I could almost smell fresh bread.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, I love fresh bread.
Oh, a little bit of butter.
When I was a kid, my father on Sundays would go down to the bakery. We had a little bakery right near where we lived. He would buy two loaves of Italian bread, French bread, you know, the big long thing. There we go. And he'd bring them home, slice them, slice one in half, slice the other in half, take a stick of butter, and that's why I'm not in the Slimnastics tournament. And to put it on each loaf. Oh, my God. I don't know if there's anything in the world that tastes better than that.
Your dad. My dad would go to Passanisi's on Hurdle Avenue, get fresh Italian bread. He would get sharp provolone cheese, soppressata, peppercinis, and various other picky things. And that's what we would have in front of us during football games.
Sounds great. Is line 6 for me, or is that just on hold?
That's a contest line.
Okay, let me go next to Mike in Williamsville. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. Great. My name is Mike DeVita. My family owns Sorrentino Spaghetti House at 5640 Main Street in Williamsville.
Oh, good, good stuff there. Okay, what do you have for takeout? Do you have good menu items?
We have pizza, chicken wings, lasagna, chicken parm.
Ooh.
Full sub menu.
Wow.
You name it, we've got it. Our full menu is available for takeout.
And those things that you just mentioned, just like the last caller, they'll travel well. So when you get them at home, you may not be in the restaurant, but you got the great food that you would have gotten at the restaurant.
Absolutely.
And your hours of operation, are they normal hours?
We're open from 11 this morning to 10 at night.
And Sorrentino's, give the address again, if you would.
It's 5640 Main Street in Waynesville.
Well, good luck to you. Do you have a favorite dish of the customers? Is there one that they prefer over the others?
Our chicken parm is to die for. It's our favorite. It's our most famous dish. It's our most popular, bestseller. First, Sandy, I want to thank you for doing this. This is awesome of you to put this out there for the people, because these are obviously tough times. And hopefully we all get through this.
We'll get through it together. And the nice thing is, if there's somebody who hasn't tried Sorrentino's and they try and get hooked on it, you got a new customer.
Absolutely.
All right. Good luck. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much, Andy.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, bye-bye.
Now I'm weak in the knees. Yeah. I love chicken parm.
I love chicken parm, too. All right. Well, no drooling. No, you know why? Don't drool. I have to use one of these wipes. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
See, I'm no better than Pavlov's dog. If you went to school, they taught you about Pavlov and his dog. See, this guy named Pavlov had a dog, and he decided, I'm going to see if the dog will remember commands. So he would ring a bell, and then he would give the dog food. And then he'd ring a bell later in the day and give the dog food. Pretty soon, the dog associated the bell with the food. And so there were times when he would just ring the bell, because he's a funster guy, this Pavlov, and the dog would show up. So that's the theory. Now, we have a music that we play underneath our weather forecast. Tony's machine accidentally started it. What did I do? Pavlov, Sandy? I started reading the weather forecast. I did not look at the clock to see, hey, it's not time to read the weather forecast. I just simply read it, being the broadcast professional. And it's not Tony's fault. You're given a pardon, Tony. It's the machine.
Thank you.
The machine did it, okay?
Can we go back to carts and reel-to-reel?
That's what we'll tell them. The machine did it. It's not our fault. Meanwhile, we would like to hear from you. Here's what we heard from so far of places that have takeout. McDuffie's Bakery, Sorrentino's, Lombardo's is on one of my texts. Here's a text, and then we'll go to the calls. We have a full bank of calls. We want to know where we can get good takeout. If you own a takeout place or you work at a takeout place, let us know about it, and we'll spread the word. How does the restaurant takeout work? Do you go into a people restaurant, or are orders brought to your car? It could be large crowds of people. Well, first of all, the difference between takeout and sit-down is sit-down, the tables are static, and you're supposed to keep at least 6 feet away from somebody else. It would severely cut down and make it more difficult to make that happen. Whereas a takeout, you either call ahead and you just pick it up. You walk up there, and if there is a line, you stay the required 6 feet. You get your food and you go home. That's about it. Even if there's it's a very popular restaurant, it's a big line. You can have a big line as long as there's room between each person, okay? Does that include fat people? In other words, say you're 6 feet, you have 6 feet, but you got a huge waist. Do you allow somebody who's like 5 feet, 11 inches, but he has a big waistline? Would that be the 6 feet we would need?
I don't know. Inquiring minds want to know.
We want to know these things. All right, let's go to Stacy. Whoops, Stacy right there in West Seneca. Stacy, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. First, congratulations on the proposal with you and your fiance.
Oh, thank you. Very nice of you. Appreciate it.
I have to just say thank you so much for doing this, because you have a percentage of what you do with takeout, but now that it's 100%, now you're just trying to make up. And you want to make sure that you can take care of your staff as well.
Absolutely. It's a key. Take care of your customers, take care of your staff, take care of the business.
Exactly. And I have to also say our customers have been phenomenal, because they were really concerned once we started experiencing some of the regulations that were put into effect. And they were really concerned as well. So they've been terrific. So I'm calling on behalf of Louis, Texas Red Hot.
Oh, very famous brand. Look, Tony's got his arms up like he just scored a touchdown.
Oh, then maybe that's the next ding-ding Pavlov reaction.
I'll take six.
Now, of course, Louis is known for the sauce. Your sauce is ready to go, ready to take home, and I assume that a lot of your business was takeout even before this.
It was, and you know what? I'll tell you, one thing that we always do find is that anyone who's been visiting from out of town, our itinerary is now according to food, and we usually become one of the stops because they need a taste of home. So when we're looking at this situation right now, we really want to make sure that, you know, anyone who they can call in, they can come and place the order at all of our locations. We're going to try and maintain all of our regular hours.
And this is for, you know, loyal customers who've been with you, and maybe newbies who thought, oh, I'll give Louis a try. I've heard a lot of good things. What is the phone number you have, Stacy?
Well, actually, we have 7 locations.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'll give you locations because anyone can call there and then make sure that, you know, they're full ready to go.
Lay it on us. 7 phone numbers and locations first of Louis Texas Red Hots. Go ahead.
Okay. So the locations are ones on Southwestern Boulevard right near the stadium. We have one on Transit Road between French and Lawson, Harlem Road by Mineral Springs, one on Delaware and Kenmore, one on Elmwood near Kohl's. We have one on Bailey near the 33. And we also have one on 18 Webster down the street from the Riviera Theater. And one thing that people don't realize also is that we serve full breakfast, and we also have full menus with sandwiches and salads, and it's not just hot dogs.
Oh, well, that's great to know that. I was not aware of that. This is a time for everybody to step right up, especially to these restaurants that do such a good job. We hate to see them taking this kind of hit. Good luck to you, Stacy.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
They also have good gyro, Sandy, which is a Greek sandwich I absolutely love. And if Stacy's still listening, would love a location in Niagara Falls.
All right, now let me see. I got a special call coming up right after. Want to take the break now? Okay, we'll take the break now. And assuming there's no kind of music in the background where I'll start reading the weather, we'll be back right after this. Places for takeout, because takeout's the only way you're going to get food out of a restaurant now that the edict has been passed by the governor. So far, we've heard from McDuffie's, Sorrentino's, Lombardo's, Louis Red Hots, and another one that begins with L. It's Londa's, and Robin is on the line. Good afternoon, Robin.
Hey, Sandy, how are you?
I'm doing fine now. A little admittance here. I'm a regular customer at Londa's. They have great food. Tell me about the takeout. How's that going to work for you?
Well, right now we're introducing takeout, and we're going to try delivery just to try to get food out to those who can't travel by themselves. We've changed our hours from 9 to 3 to kind of curb what we can and try to help out. But it's going to be difficult for us. We're not exactly a total takeout business. We're more dine-in. But desperate times call for desperate measures, I guess.
Now, I'm a regular customer, probably one of your more regular customers. I would recommend a couple of things. Your fish fry is to die for. And here, where you're going to stand out, your pies. They're all homemade. They're different kind of flavors like you've never seen before, and they are excellent. I assume they would travel well. Any other recommendations on your menu?
Well, you have to say our breakfast is what we're most known for, our garbage can omelet, pola sausage and cheese omelet. We also do all sorts of burgers and sandwiches. You can go on our Facebook page. The menu's on there. And, Sandy, you're an understatement. You're not a regular. You're our favorite.
Oh, how sweet of you. Now, how does this work? People can just walk up or they can call ahead?
Well, they can walk up or call ahead. Our number is 683-9808. You can call. We can deliver to you. We're going to deliver within a two-mile radius just to try to, like I said earlier, try to keep everyone fed. I know people are scared to go out, so maybe if we can come to them, we'll be able to get them a hot meal.
I'll tell you, no matter how many calls we get today, your pies would stand head and shoulders and take on anybody regarding pies. I assume they're a very popular item.
They are one of our most popular items, and we will keep them stocked to the best of our ability.
All right, and say hi to the girls for me. I'll be there as soon as I can.
Roman sends his regards also. He wanted to make sure he got to say hello to you.
Now, your address, your street address, where are you?
We are 576 Sick Road. It's in the Pew Urban Plaza. So it's in the plaza with Walgreens and Subway. And I wanted to make a point to say everyone should shop local because it's going to hurt our local economy way more than it hurts corporate America.
All right. Well, good luck. You are a family-owned and operated business, all terrific people with great food. It doesn't get any better than that. Londa's, check it out. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you, Sandy.
Okay, bye-bye. I eat there a lot. Those girls, her nieces, are just... one of them, when she was 4 years old, fell in love with me. I have no idea why. And every time I would come into the restaurant, she and her sister would come and talk to me and show me what they did in school and things like that. We've posted their pictures on our website before. They're adorable little girls and wonderful girls. When they have a birthday, I send them flowers. They're that sweet. And now they're not four anymore, but they're still kids. All right, let's see. Let's get another call in. It would be, I assume, the last one on the line here. Would be Paul in Tonawanda. Paul, you're on WBEN.
Yeah. Hey, hello.
Hello there, Paul. Thanks for holding. Do you have a restaurant? And if you do, tell us about your takeout.
Yes, we got a full takeout from 9 in the morning till 7 at night. Full menu. I have today we have the corned beef and cabbage.
Well, tell us the name of your restaurant first so people can associate.
Yeah, Athena's Family Restaurant.
Athena's, okay. And today is the day to have corned beef and cabbage, and you got it ready.
Yeah, on Young Street, Tonawanda.
Okay, Athena's on Young Street, Tonawanda. And corned beef and cabbage, so if you're looking for it to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, it's a place to go. What else do you have?
We have a homemade turkey dinner with everything homemade, gravy, stuffing.
That sounds excellent. Do you have a phone number that people could call and order before they come and get it?
Yes, 10, 15 minutes they give us. That's all.
Okay, and what is it?
I'm preparing everything now. I've been here since 7 o'clock this morning.
Well, good for you. What's your phone numbers?
692.
Yep.
2626.
692-2626. Every time I see, I assume it's basically a Greek restaurant. Every time I see one, The parking lot's full. People love food.
It's a Greek restaurant, but you also specialize in all the homemade foods, from turkey dinners to meatloaf dinners, liver and onions.
Wow.
Got it all. Fish fries. We sell like 500-600 fish fries. Right?
Do you really? That's great. Everybody loves fish fries. Well, Athena's, it sounds like everybody knows who you are, and they give us the address for those who are new in town.
Yes, sir.
What is it?
What's that?
Your address.
729 Young Street, Tonawanda.
Okay, I know you said Young Street, but I wanted a specific. Okay, good luck to you, and I'm sure get that corned beef and cabbage ready, and get that turkey dinner sounds good, too. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Chicken souvlaki. Chicken souvlaki, for Greek food, it's one of the best, even if it's not the best in the whole area. Chicken souvlaki.
Stop it. You're killing me. I love souvlaki. I love the kind of things you have on your menu, so maybe we'll be seeing you later in the day.
Okay.
Take care of yourself and take care of the good customers. Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. There we go. Now, doesn't that sound good? Huh?
Sounds really good.
Tony, you wanted to bring a couple of phone numbers, and the first couple of people that we talked to, I didn't ask for the phone number, and I should have. And you have some information for us.
Yeah, we had one of our listeners said, could you please give out phone numbers when mentioning this place? And I mentioned Dirty Bird earlier, Chicken and Waffles, 564-7161. Papa Leo's, we talked about them, their Lockport location, 434-4222. Wheatfield location, 731-5911. And Rock Burger, one of our favorite places, 2990395.
Now, Rock Burger, let's take a minute for it. Rock Burger is fabulous. Tony kind of discovered Rock Burger, and we talked about him on the air. And next thing you know, we were up there trying them, and they have burgers, but they're more than burgers. They're
stuffed burgers.
They're parties.
Yeah,
each burger is a party. Give us an idea of the kind of stuff they have besides just saying burger. Because one burger is not as good as another burger. One's better than another, and that's what he has.
One of my favorites is the tightrope, which is stuffed with bacon, topped with bacon, cheese, and egg sunny side up on top.
All right. When we come back, we got a full bank of calls. We got all kinds of texts. We're getting on as quickly as we can. McDuffie's, Sorrentino's, Lombardo's. Let's see, what else? Louis, Red Hots. Let's see, Athena's. Dirty Bird is a good one, too. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.